Let's talk to Grant McCauley. Grant, no game tonight. They will play tomorrow, I guess, as scheduled. Is that correct?
Yeah, split doubleheader tomorrow is the plan. Same pitching matchups. It sounds like the Phillies might flip-flop their guys and pitch Wheeler in the second game, Christopher Sanchez in the first. But the Braves are going to go with A.J. Smith-Shawver and Chris Sale as they try to salvage a series in Philly that I don't need to tell you guys is rather important.
So what do we do on the off day? It's going to be raining. Do they go run the museum steps, get their Inner Rocky challenge channeled? Less, I mean, it's just frustrating, Grant. We've talked so much about the unclutch and just how things just don't seem to be working when there's, you know, runners on base or just some clutch at bats for the heart of the lineup. And I know we've seemingly asked you this a million times. You've seen every version of this Braves club. One of the things that Carl and I were talking about today, and we'll get your 2 cents worth, you know, because people always want to look at what we did in 23 and apply that, oh, they'll come out of it. Or is maybe 23 is just such an outlier that's not even what they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to look at 23 and call it an outlier because, I mean, how many years can you expect a club to come in and make A, baseball history, or B, franchise history with its overall productivity? I mean, it was a special season. And ultimately, you get to the postseason, and the one thing you didn't think would happen to this club is exactly what happened. And they didn't hit with runners on base, and they weren't able to beat the Phillies. And we all know that story, so I'll just leave it right there. But as far as the on-base struggles of the Braves' biggest hitters, it is a huge problem. It is obviously the Achilles heel of this club because you look at what they've done, and we talked about this, I believe, yesterday. The one-run games are killing this club. They're 9-13 in those. They played the most of them in Major League Baseball. The close games overall, not just the one-run variety, you feel like the Braves are – I don't know, 15, maybe 20 runs combined spread out over the whole season of maybe being 4, 5, 6, 7 games over 500. It doesn't work that way, but I'm telling you they're pitching well enough to have won that many more games than they've lost, and I think that is ultimately what is so frustrating to watch so many games play out the same way where you just feel like that one hit or that one inning where you break through, not even for a huge amount of runs, but maybe just one or two here or there, could very well have you feeling a lot different about the Braves season.
So how did you feel about Strider last night? Look, he's not had a quality start. I know Snit, I think it was Snit, who said, it may have been one of his teammates as well, you know, he's building. It's better, you know, you see him getting where he needs to be. Tell me where you are with Strider, and do you think he's going to return at some point this season to that velocity, what we saw? Is he going to be a 100-mile-per-hour guy again this season, or are we going to have to wait and let this play out until maybe next year?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd really have any expectation of him being the 100-mile-an-hour guy again, and that's not to say that he's not going to pick up some velocity as he continues to build innings. I do think that that is going to be part of that process, but I think we saw what we needed to in some areas from Spencer Strider in yesterday's start that just weren't there in that first one in Washington. And that could be a product of just being rusty and not having thrown in a month because he was dealing with a hamstring issue. But I liked what I saw when he needed to make some big pitches to kind of limit some damage and to really hit some spots. And then there were other times where I just kind of wondered, you know, where is the command with a couple of these pitches? The slider, I think I really feel like the whole start was kind of a mixed bag. I mean, obviously you can't argue with just allowing one run, but you'd like to see 5-plus innings out of Spencer Strider each and every time. And I know he was frustrated when he issued those walks and wasn't able to get out of the fifth inning. And the Braves aren't going to be pushing that pitch count just to see him complete the fifth inning. I mean, he's going to be kind of married to that 90, 95, 100, 105. It's that building process. It's just where he is right now. But I would say, as far as optimism is concerned, this was a step in the right direction. It's just going to be part of the process for him to get back to the level in which we saw him. But a lot of swing and miss had me encouraged about what he did yesterday as opposed to what we saw in Washington.
I know that I asked you a lot about Rick Kranitz and what the pitching coach does. I mean, where is that the only source for help? I mean, is there anybody else in the organization at the minor league level? I know maybe a loaded question, but, you know, just some extra voices to get in there and help him?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of a collaborative process. I mean, Rick Kranitz is obviously at the head of that, but you look at your, you know, assistant pitching coach, and you look at your bullpen coach, and you look at your catchers, obviously, as you make a game plan day to day. But individual adjustments oftentimes are up to the individual. And then obviously some of these guys will talk one to another and kind of pick up mindsets or other sequences and things from other pitchers on the staff. That's why I've always felt like it's so valuable to have those veteran guys, Chris Sale certainly being an example, but Charlie Morton being here for all those years. I mean, it doesn't make those guys a de facto pitching coach, but some of those voices I think can be helpful. But you can also run into, as we know, the too many cooks approach to doing something, and that oftentimes is not helpful. So it kind of runs through Rick Kranitz, but there can be a collaborative process, and you never know what conversation you have might be the offshoot that leads to a necessary change and something that maybe unlocks a little bit of potential that you just weren't able to get out of yourself.
Grant McCauley, our guest, guys. No Braves game today, as Grant said. Split day-night doubleheader, and they'll finish this thing up in Philly. We need to win these next two games. What about, listen, we got five hits last night. We left 10 on base. And I know that's kind of been, you know, something that has haunted this team as well. And, you know, forget about the clutch situations Mike's talking about, which he's absolutely right. It's also just the idea of anybody coming through. Tell me what you think about the core. When we talk about, you know, the guys that got hits last night, if I would have told you Acuna and Riley and Ozuna and Albies and Michael Moynihan all got hits, you would have said, oh, well, how many runs did we score? We didn't score any.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been curious, but I've also watched this team, so I have seen the two outs and, you know, runners in scoring position and not getting those hits, or getting a couple of guys on with one out or no outs and still not being able to score in those frames. I mean, it has been an exercise in frustration and futility for this team to come up with those hits. And I've looked at these stats a lot of different ways, and I'm sure I could probably waste the rest of your show with some of them that won't make anybody feel any better about it. But when you look at overall lineup futility in terms of runners in scoring position, the Braves lineup is down there with the likes of the Pirates and the Rockies. And I don't know about you, but I think the expectations of the Braves, the Pirates, and the Rockies coming into the year were wildly different, pretty far from one another. But ultimately, pitching has kind of kept this club on at least a path to keep its head at or above water. But you're going to have these core guys come through in big moments. I know Matt Olson caught a lot of flack last night for a really bad at bat with a chance to maybe get the Braves on the board, chasing some pitches and just not able to put it together. But he's not alone. There's a lot of different guys that you can put it on. And unfortunately, it seems like on a nightly basis, there's always that inning or two you look back on and think, wow, that was a golden opportunity to at least plate a run or two, and you just weren't able to get that done. Forget the 3-run homer or the 5-run inning. It's just a couple of runs, a lot of nights, that is just keeping this club from being able to at least make the best of its situations and opportunities.
Yeah, was it Ruben Amaro was like starting to rattle people's cages that somehow this was intentional last night when Strider lost control of the fastball, which you just...
He's an idiot, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought this guy knew baseball, because people in Philly, being those, you know, knuckleheads that they are, want to see some payback. So all we need is like Ronald getting plunked, you know, coming off an injury. But I will say this. I would love to see something that gives this team a spark. And a good old-fashioned, I don't know, Kurt Bavakwa stop beating or something like the old days when the Braves and Padres went and did it. I would love to see Bryce Harper get something, which I still think he's owed since 2023. All the point I'm getting to, Grant, sometimes a little spark can maybe help this team get going.
Yeah, I mean, I think a spark can, but I also would look at it and tell you that I just don't know that there's a connection between that and all of a sudden learning how to hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, should you be motivated? Should you have that fire? Well, yeah, and I think that there's a certain amount of that. And I know that the Braves kind of drive people nuts because they don't have a lot of those emotional reactions or moments. But, I mean, look at baseball in 2025. I really don't think the sport is rife with guys who are ready to fire off at any given time. And a lot of it is some talk from past generations and whatnot of, well, back in my day, we used to handle it such and such way. And maybe it did. I don't know. But baseball's a little bit different. And you don't want to be uncorking 95, 96 mile an hour fastballs at people's wrists and hands, and things can go wrong. So I don't think anybody needs to be worried about taking revenge for unintentional pitches, and there was absolutely no point whatsoever for Spencer Strider to drill Bryce Harper. I was surprised he wasn't wearing the guard on an elbow that's been surgically reconstructed, but it's just one of those little circumstances that happens. Fortunately, he's okay. You never pull for the injury for anybody, but you know, I to go back to your point, I don't know that, you know, that will do anything other than maybe appease a certain cross-section of folks that just want to see some life from the club. But as I've said many, many times, it's not a movie. You need consistency here. You need that consistent motivation, and you need to ultimately figure out how to make the adjustments that will win you baseball games. The rest of it, to me, is just all eyewash.
All right. We'll see what happens, man. Tonight, take a break. Take a deep breath, and hopefully some guys got some extra BP in, and we'll see what happens as this thing plays out tomorrow. But it's going to be a long day and a fun day, hopefully, for the Braves. Grant, thanks so much again.
Yeah, we'll find out. Thanks, guys.
All right. Grant McCauley, Around the Yard. And again, we're not insinuating, or we are not instigating this. This was what came out of Philly today from various folks that I talked to, and people were talking about this on radio up there. And okay, great.
Right.
But that's not something that we're talking about we need to do. But if something does happen, then yes, we need to respond.
If there were repercussions.
Yeah.
I just, and again, for those who've missed my rant on this over the years, and Carl always getting used to hearing me talk about it, I just felt like they should have just come at Bryce Harper after he was trying to stare down RC. I just thought, you know what? Let's set a tone, because I just thought we've looked totally defanged since we lost that best-of-five series in 23.
All right, man. Coming up, Strong Arm Story of the Day, which includes Michael Penix talking about how long is it going to take for him to get that timing down. OTA's going on with the Falcons. Also, we will get to Yeah Man, No Man. We had to push it today because we had a great guest in Mike Griffith from Dog Nation talking about all the things that are going on. Josh Brooks spoke today down there in Florida. Georgia AD, more to get to here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.